You think when you get older, you, it becomes a grave situation?
I've been in grave situations when I was still young.
Grave situation or grave situation?
I saw myself on a surgery table from the ceiling when I was 17 and a half.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
I watched surgeons trying to save my life when I was floating on the ceiling watching them down on the...
Okay. Well, I only got partway up. My legs were here. My body was here. My head was above, and I was looking down.
Wow. Interesting.
But the four American Nazis that tried to do me in are all dead. Shame to hear that.
Good for them.
לכן צריכים לדעת שזה איסור חמור ומוחלט, ואוי לו למי שהפרנסה שלו מגיעה דרך צינור כזה מלוכלך של טומאה נוראה. Talking about someone goes to work, he has to be בקדושה. Okay, so you have to know that if I avoid that someone whose panasa comes from a dirty vessel.
Dirty sauce.
Ken, it's not called panasa, it's called the big nezek for the whole world. How will he have bracha in such money that comes to him? זו הסיבה שישנם היום אנשים שמגיעים למשכורות גדולות. This is the reason why there are people today that they get very high salaries. They both work, the husband, the wife, they work in the... והם בחובות כבדים ונוראים, but they're still in huge debt. Sure, you know people like this, right?
I know something
with the father and the mother work, and the father with two different jobs, and they still have to play the game maker in America. Okay. They get very little amount of money, and they have big families, a lot of children, the Ainara. And they don't have chobot. They don't have debt. And they go to woman every year.
They can't afford any chobot.
And they give tzedakah. And they're happy. Zot tzarich ladat. This one needs to know. If someone puts this in his heart and works on this, Abayisai, listen to this. This is what chashuv. This is what one needs to know. Mamash chashuv. Rabbah is not stop saying this. Very, very important what he's saying here. I don't know how you put it like together. Thank you. Zot tzarich hadat. This one needs to know. Shaparnasa hi veyad Hashem. Parnasa in Hashem's hand. Okay? Not in our hands. Ze lo ha'avodah shlecha. It's not your job to bring the money. Ela ma tagid? Tzarich la'aseh chuvat hishtadlut, but what can one say? Well, hishtadlut. We have to go into the curse. We have to work. We're men, right? חובת ההשתדלות היא רק כאשר זה עולה בקנה אחד עם שאר החובות של הידי. The obligation to do ishtadlus in the world is only when it goes together alongside with all the other obligations that one has in his Jewish life. Right? When it does not conflict with other mitzvahs that he's doing. A person can't say, I'm sorry, I have panasa, I can't daven. I'm sorry, I have panasa, I can't guard my eye. I'm sorry, I have panasa. That's the biggest mitzvah in the world. I can't do any other mitzvah in the world. Can? No, a person obligated to do ishtadlus alongside with other obligations in life. Lachen, kmo shelo yaleh al hadat lekayem et chovat ha'ishtadlut b'gneva o b'shar yisrael. Therefore, just like it doesn't, no one would ever think of stealing for his parnasa, right? Hopefully. And, right? All kinds of stuff like that. So too, a person cannot have in mind to work in a place where he can't guard his eyes, and there's other obligations in Jewish life. Bifrat lefi ma shelamadnu, especially according to what we learned. Ken, if was that, Ken. שכל מה שממשיך לאדם את העשירות בקדושה, את כל ההצלחה שלו זה רק יראת שמיים. Only יראת שמיים will bring the person his parnasa. שאצלו רצון השם זה לפני הכל. By him, the will of Hashem is before anything else. בפרט על ידי תיקון הברית, especially תיקון הברית, שעל זה נאמר, in this parasha that we just learned, והיהי השם את יוסף, והיהי איש מצליח. השם was with יוסף, and he was a successful man. יוסף הוא מרמז, והוא המרכבה למידת היסוד. יוסף, he hints, and he is a chariot to the trait of יסוד, which is שמירת הברית. שמי שזוכה לשמירת הברית, the one who merits שמירת הברית, and the more you merit it, the more it goes by your levels that you're in. הוא זוכה לכם לחסד יוסף הגדול, he merits grace and kindness, and great shefa that will come to him, and great success. And he merits to have the emunah and bitochon to receive the shefa Hashem wants to give him. וממילא, Hashem איתו בכל דבר שהוא עושה. Hashem is with him with anything he does. ומלבד השפע הרוחני והגשמי, האדם זוכה על ידי זה, על ידי יראת שמיים, שמירת עיניים, לאריכות ימים, לברכה, בזמן וכל מלוא, כמו שנברר בהמשך. Besides, all the shefa that person merits, he also has אריכות ימים, long life, and ברכה, and the time, and everything else he does. Okay. What does that mean, long life? We'll see in a moment. It doesn't have to be long in years. ימים ארוכים וקדושים. Long and holy days. בליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה סמך, תורה 60, רבינו says, when he talks about the high level of da'at, receiving knowledge of Hashem, okay, and looking deep into the Torah to see Hashem. שבשבילה צריכים עשירות גדולה. In order to reach this da'at, you need to have a lot of עשירות, a lot of riches, like Rebbe had. Rebbe Anasi was very rich. And also Moshe Rabbeinu was very rich, right? From the leftovers of the chisels of the luchos became very rich. Okay. Shamash lo yechsar lekol hon shebaolam. A person to get this hasagot elokut, he needs to have, can't lack anything. Mash, all treasure in the world he can own. So Rabbeinu says, da sheyesh shvili orata. You have to know that there are shvilim, there are ways in the Torah, paths in the Torah. שיש בהם התבוננות גדול מאוד, they are very very deep looking and understanding in them, שאי אפשר לבוא להתבוננות הזאת, כי אם הידי שירות, one cannot come to this,
contemplation,
איך אומרים?
Contemplation,
כי אם הידי שירות, only through riches, כמו שבפשטי אורייתא, אם אין קמח אין תורה, just like, simply learning the Torah, if one is not a parnasa, you can not go sit and learn right now, you have to go work, and you need to have any type of parnasa, so to do this, it's a deep part of the Torah. You need to have a lot of panasa. It's not a physical thing. It's not a physical thing to have a lot of money. It's a physical thing to have money. But it's a spiritual thing when someone has a lot of money. Could be. Spiritual thing, or spiritual from the positive or the negative side.
As long as you get it the right way.
Not only as long as you get it the right way. Also sometimes it's...
There's spiritual power from the dark person, side.
You work, כן, מצאת החמאס, זה נשמה. He works day and night. I have to be parnasa. I tell you one thing. A person can work his whole life for his children. He wants to leave a house for his children after he dies. And he wants to marry off his children. Very nice and everything. And when he comes to marry off his children, he has nothing. Okay? My father, Sheikh Ye, is a great example of that. Hashem did with him a great chesed. He used to earn a lot of money. A lot of money. It was a big company, high tech, da 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 da. In a few years, he lost everything. Everything, including his own house. And all of his savings. And everything. Mm-hmm. Until today, he lives in rent. That made him get close to Hashem. And Baruch Hashem got close to Rabbeinu. And he went to Uman. He does Bodedut. And Baruch Hashem. He should be healthy and well. So what's better? If he has a lot of money or that he's close to Hashem? What's better? Just want to say, right? A person can work kol ha'chayim shelo, have a lot of money. When he needs it, he doesn't have the money. That's called enei kol lecha yisabegu. Matan noten lahem tochlam beito. Rabbi Natan writes, says in Tehillim, when people look to you, to Hashem, then the money comes in the right time. But if you don't look to Hashem, the money will come. Whatever you have to earn, you'll earn. But not in the right time. Right? If my father made a lot of money, he would have better off living when we were children in a poorly way, And when we get married, in the richer way, so you get married off and give us all apartments and everything and everything else. But no, Dafka, when he came to weddings, he had this amount of money to marry all of us, oh, five children in time, so she can ilbu. She all get married in the right time. Yeah? Panasan, only one in charge. Live the day, live the month. People live. They don't know if they're going to live the chal until they see the kids get married. Hopefully, yeah. They're working. Kol ha-chaim. What's with avodas Hashem a little bit? Lo chava. Like it says in the piyut, Adam doeg alibud amav, lo doeg alibud amav. Person is worried about losing his money, not losing his days. Money comes, money goes. Rabbeinu says that money and a person don't go together. It doesn't work. It's like taking a plus and plus and minus and minus, right? They don't go together. Magnets. Yeah, they don't go together.
Magnet, yeah.
Yeah? Either a person is taken away from his money, or the money goes away from the person. It doesn't go together. Emalasa, what do you prefer? I prefer that Hashem will take my money. And I will just stay in this world and serve Hashem. Hashem, each one has his shefa, whatever Hashem has taken. I'll admit. Lali dog. Not to worry for the future. When the time comes, Hashem gives what he needs to do. So how do we merit this ashirut that Rabbeinu talks about, this riches? Through arichut yamim. What's arichut yamim? Long days. Rabbeinu doesn't say long life. Rabbeinu says long days. What's long days? Okay. Rabbeinu says, arichut yamim, anu shetzarich shireh le'arich u'le'agdil yamav. A person needs to see how to lengthen and enlarge his days. So it's something that we're responsible. I'm not responsible for how long I'm going to live. Right? No one's responsible for how long he's going to live. But one is responsible of what he does during those days. Is he living a long day or is he living a short day? Is he living a big day or a small day? That you are in charge. What does
that
mean?
Are you wasting your time?
Exactly. He called yom v'yom imakom shematchil etze kol echad v'odai v'tchila u'katzar ayinom shemitchad yom kasha alav me'od ha'avodah shetzich lasev b'oto yom. In the beginning, when a person begins the day, it's a short day. It's hard for him. A short day. That's considered that it's hard for him. What does that mean? It's hard for him to daven, hard for him to learn. So it's considered a short day. It's hard. Short is like hard. And then he works slowly, and he expands the day. Then he gets more excited, more of this, and he works more. Right? And then he lengthens the days and widens the day. Rabbeinu says that largening and lengthening the day is adding kedusha to the day. He adds more to the day. More kedusha to the day. Right? The second day he adds more kedusha to the day. Third day he adds more kedusha to the day. A person has to see every day that he adds more kedusha to his day. Okay? That's considered having a long days. We need a long life. We need a long day. Hashem should also give us a long life so we can do long days. But the ikar is the days themselves. The length of the day himself. Im ken lamadnu ad kan. So we learned until here that in order to merit these riches, a person has to lengthen his days and enlarge his days in Tosafot Dusha. To add Dusha. How do you add Dusha? Rabbeinu says through Yirah. When someone has Yirah, he adds Dusha. Okay? Okay, so you see that in order to add Dusha to yourself, you have to have Yirah Shamayim. The main Yirah Shamayim, that's what Avraham was saying before. The main Yirah Shamayim of a person is the Nimdad, the Chum is the Nimdad Bangri. It's measured by this Dusha, how much he has Dusha. That's how much Yirah Shamayim a person has. How much Dusha we have, how much Yirah Shamayim, how much Dusha we have, how we can control ourselves. And there's endless levels and nuances in this. And each one has to know himself how he works. Each one has to know himself. It starts with keeping Shulchan Aruch, right? Especially guarding the eyes, which is part of Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And it goes on, other than his mind, from his actions, Kedushat HaZivug, and so on and so forth. A person could work, could work, and could be mamash, could be clean. Bless us all.
Top.